You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
3 o'clock our time was the actual start of free agency. And since that time, this would be our first.
95.7 The Game, breaking news.
Jaren Jackson Jr. has agreed to a new 5-year, $240 million renegotiation sensation.
Cha-ching!
Cha-ching!
To stay with the Memphis Grizzlies.
Oh, no!
That's right. So you can go ahead and grab out your Sharpies, everybody. Pull out your bingo cards and go ahead and put a big black X right through that idea. Jaren Jackson Jr., $48 million per year.
Shut up!
On a 5-year renegotiated deal. He was heading into the final year of his current contract, which was going to pay him about half this much at about $24 per year. He'll now make $48 per year and stay with the Memphis Grizzlies.
Yeah, I mean, good for JJJ, Jaren Jackson Jr. And so now you look at the Memphis payroll and you've got Jaren Jackson Jr. making 23 next year, and I guess then the extension would kick in after that. And you got Ja. Where is Ja? Ja's at the bank, making 39, then 42, then 45 almost. So, I mean, does Memphis now look at that and think, okay, with just Jaren Jackson Jr. and Ja, are you a top 4 team in the West? No. Are you a top 8 team? Maybe. I mean, who are you, Memphis?
Would you like to know what Memphis is going to do next? Because while you were talking, that just broke.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
More Shams?
More Shams. Shams bombs. They're coming fast. Shams bombs. Shams says, restricted free agent, Santi Aldama has agreed to a new 3-year, $52.5 million deal to also return, stick, and stay with the Memphis Grizzlies. So that was a 1-2 punch.
Interesting.
That cost the Grizzlies almost $300 million.
So 17.5 per, roughly, 3 years and 52, I think it's 17.6 million dollars a year. And, you know, thinking about Kuminga, all roads lead back to Kuminga. So Santi Aldama, who is from the same draft class and has played about the same number of games, not as high leverage, and he's averaging 10 points a game for his career, but he's been going up, 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 and he gets this. Now, Kuminga's better than Santi Aldama, but How much better is he?
It's an interesting comment because I don't think you're wrong by saying he's better, but he has also been utilized less. He like his functionality to his particular team has had less impact than Aldama has on his, I think is the way that I'll say that.
Yeah.
I get where you're coming from. He's a more talented player. He's a more versatile player, but he has had less of an impact on his particular team. And yes, I know a lot of you will immediately go, that's that team's fault. Okay, fine. Again, you can feel that way, but I like your comp. I like your thinking. And again, I think the window into the conversations that have happened, I don't know whether to believe this report or not, but the report that did come out over the weekend that Jonathan is seeking $30 million per year, even if you think he's better than Aldama, Aldama's coming in at 17, and Jabari Smith is coming in at 24. Jonathan Kuminga, based on this market, what I'm seeing, this is not a $30 million player.
Right.
And if that's what he asked the Warriors for, there's no doubt that the Warriors said no. No, and I bet no other team is going to offer him that either.
It doesn't seem like it, and you know the word from Bobby Marks, friend of the program, has said that only Brooklyn has the money to give him 20 plus million per year, and you know Brooklyn's been doing so many different things. It doesn't feel to me like they're looking to be that team to, all right, Kuminga, you're the guy. We want to like hitch our wagon to you. The interesting thing about Aldama and Kuminga, Aldama played over the course of his first 4 years, 235 games. Kuminga was at 258, and they both were right at 22 minutes a game for their career. Now, Kuminga's done more with his minutes, and he's played more playoff games, obviously, and he is a better player. But I do think that when you see the Aldama contract come in where it did, just short of $18 million per year for 3 years, I think that three-year mark is about what Kuminga's looking at. And if it's 360, that might be where it winds up.
Yep, it might be that. Keep an eye on the Miami Heat. I know that we're talking about the Brooklyn Nets having the space to do this. Miami did just have some more space clear because Duncan Robinson declined his contract. That opened up a little bit more money. I'm no expert on Miami's cap. I just know that they've consistently been named as a possible landing spot for Jonathan, and they just cleared some money. So I find that interesting, but we'll see. That's where we are right now. Free agency is open. Jaren Jackson Jr., brand new deal to stay with the Grizzlies, 5 years, $240 million. And then Aldama, a restricted free agent, stays in Memphis for 3 years, $52.5 million. 888-957-9570 is the number. This is Willard and Dibs. We're taking out your calls here. Let's go to Dave in Fresno. Hi, Dave. What's going on?
Hey, I think that what I would like to see done for the Warriors, I just hope, you know, with all the names being speculated, LeBron, Giannis, what I hope happens is they get some clarity with the rotation. So whoever they bring in, I hope that kind of solidifies the rotation. Cause I think it's been a problem since they won a championship, quite frankly. And I know last year there were circumstances, you make a trade, so that made it kind of harder. But, I hope that going into the next season over the summer, whoever they bring in, free agent, trade, whoever, I just hope they can solidify their rotation and get their lineup in order, and then we don't have to keep answering questions, who's going to start this week, who's going to start at center this week, or who's going to start at shooting guard, or what are we doing Pods, what are we doing Kuminga. Whoever they get, I hope that's what we can finally move on from is these ongoing questions. That can go a long way to maybe, you know, really trying to compete for, you know, playoffs and obviously championships. So that's what I hope we can kind of get solved just from this. And again, whether that's Giannis, LeBron, I don't know how you go about that, but there's a lot of questions right now. And then, as a Warrior fan, we kind of want answers. So that's what I'm hoping for, and I'm curious to see what you guys think about that. I know that's not really talked about, and people won't talk about the names, but I think that's really important for this team going forward.
Yeah, Dave, I think Steve Kerr, to a degree, probably agrees with you. Appreciate the call. I just think where your brain is going with regard to, quote, figuring out rotations, you're aiming a little high. I know that everybody wants to sort of hope that the Warriors are kidding or that they're just hiding in the weeds when they've openly told us that it's next to impossible to acquire a player that is making north of $35 or $40 million. I don't know about y'all. I believe them. I don't think Giannis is coming. I don't think LeBron is coming. I didn't think Jaren Jackson was coming. Like, I don't think these players are coming. I don't think that's what the Warriors are going to do. And then the other part of his point, Dibs, like, quote, figuring out rotations so there's not all this movement. It's interesting. I really thought that after Jimmy Butler arrived, they did. They did. The only reason they, quote, didn't is because a healthy portion of the fan base didn't necessarily love the way it felt that Jonathan Kuminga, A, was hurt, and then when he came back, they tried to work him into the rotation, and they didn't feel great about what they were seeing, and so they did solidify the rotation. It just didn't include him anymore.
Yeah.
I don't know. I thought the second half of the season, the rotation was very solidified.
Well, especially when they got Jimmy Butler. Yeah. It became, you know, what they were going to go with, and the rotation can't be solidified until you figure out what you're going to do with your free agents, and it's Kuminga, and it seems like GP2, Gary Payton II, the reports are that he's going to wind up going elsewhere. Kevon Looney might be somebody who comes back, and if you bring in Al Horford, which they're rumored to be hot and heavy after Al as a free agent, then, you know, you start to look at your rotation, and maybe at that point, Kevon Looney doesn't come back, and we know that Gui Santos and Quentin Post both had their options, their team options picked up, so you're starting to get some clarity about the rotation, quote-unquote, but there's still a lot of work to do to figure out who you're going to even have here.
A super chat on YouTube from Alan Day. What do you think about this one, Dibs? JK shouldn't be in a hurry to sign. I'm rooting for JK to get his $30 million-plus. Importantly, get to a roster that will give him a chance to play.
Yeah, I buy all of it except for the $30 million a year part. I don't think that he's going to get $30 million a year. And if you're Jonathan Kuminga, yeah, you have the ability and you have the right to be patient. And, you know, free agency's been going on now for 28 minutes. And, you know, you've got teams who can talk to him about what they want to offer him. And then the Warriors would have 2 days to match when that offer comes in. So I don't think that this is going to happen quickly unless it is a sign and trade and the Warriors are able to get a team to take him on and take on his contract and then figure out what to do from there.
Yeah, I don't know. I certainly agree with you with the $30 million part, but the idea of Jonathan being patient, yeah, he's probably in less of a rush than the Warriors are. So if you want to play the leverage game, and I do think that that's what's going on right now, if you want to play that game, then Jonathan is the one who can play it a little bit better than the Warriors, which is why when we hear the reports of, oh, this is going to take a little while, I still do like eyebrow up a little bit. Is it going to take a little while? Because the Warriors don't want to do that. And the Warriors, let's be real, they have no idea what they're even able to do this free agency period until this gets figured out. Now, the good news for the Warriors is kind of along the lines of what you were just saying, and Cal Kami just tweeted about this. He goes, like, 9 years ago, or even just a few years ago, free agency would have been about 78% done by now. Do y'all remember what this used to be like when
bananas,
free agency
yep.
hit? And it used to not be at 3 in the afternoon. It used to be at midnight in the East. And so we would wait here in the West until 9 o'clock at night. And by 9:04, there were 18 free agents who had signed. Somehow, of course, none of them spoke to the other team until 9 o'clock, and by 9:04, all the deals were done. But that was the way it worked. And now it is a much more deliberate process. And so maybe that actually is an advantage to the Warriors because they do want to get this done quickly so that free agency doesn't pass them by, but free agency is not going nearly as quickly as it used to.
And it can't because of, you know, the very nature of the new CBA and the new rules about being an overspending team. And I'm just looking at the Twitter feed of friend of the program, Eric Pincus. And for those people out there who don't know Eric Pincus, he is just a big-time math guy.
Capologist.
A capologist guy. And I won't read you all his tweets because I don't even understand all the terms that he's throwing out there, but it's basically about aprons and the cap adjustment and the numbers and all the rest of it. And so with the new rules in the NBA, it's a lot harder now to just go out there and spend, unless you're a team like Memphis that has one player who makes a lot, and now you sign the guy you love and you give him a lot.
Dibs?
No.
Jumps bombs.
95.7 The Game breaking news.
I told you about that space that the Houston Rockets have, and the Houston Rockets have made yet another move, this time bringing from the Lakers newly crowned free agent Dorian Finney-Smith, agreeing to a four-year, $53 million deal. So a four-year free agent contract, Dorian Finney-Smith, 3-and-D wing player. The Houston Rockets, again, get themselves a little bit older, a little bit more playoff experience to mix in with their young guys.
13.25 per year, average annual value. And if you're the Warriors, this is one where you have FOMO, because you would love, love, love to have this player, this type of player, a real 3-and-D guy, heavy on the D, and good on the 3 as well. But if you have Dorian Finney-Smith, then if he's your, I don't know, your 6th best player, you're a good team. You're a deep team. And what you said earlier about Houston, Houston, we have a problem.
Houston, you are a problem.
Yep.
No question about it. I wonder how far we are from naming them the favorite in the West, even over the Thunder.
We're still a ways away from that.
Only because we haven't seen them. If you put roster next to roster, I'm not sure that Houston's not better than Oklahoma City. Now that you're putting this kind of experience and shooting ability to mix in, that's what they couldn't do. They couldn't shoot. And now they've got Kevin Durant and Dorian Finney-Smith. So,
well, what they're trying to do is they're trying to do what Oklahoma City has done, which is, here's our top 9, deal with us.
Exactly.
And Houston's going to be in that spot, and that's where the Warriors, I think, they're going to miss out, because they can't possibly do that with their top-heavy roster.
They're not in on those conversations. They already made their big deal. They made their big deal. They got Jimmy Butler. Another deal, this one on a smaller scale. Center forward Paul Reed signs a 2-year, $11 million deal to return to the Detroit Pistons. Another interesting young team, especially with what's gone on in the East. Like, you could sell me on the idea that the Detroit Pistons are hosting a first-round playoff series next year, for sure. For sure, I would buy that.
Yeah, top 4 seed. Yep. I mean, on the surface, I would say you're crazy, but then you look around the conference and you go, well, they don't have their star. They don't have their star. They don't have their star. And
they were the 6th seed just this last year.
And honestly, if you look at other teams that might have a say in that, Atlanta and Orlando, both teams that have gotten better and they've added pieces. And the East is so wide open that, you know, you could almost convince me of 12 teams that might be able to host.
No doubt. Dave in the city is next up on Willard and Dibs. Hi, Dave. What's going on?
Hey, fellas. Hell of a show. I'm hoping that the Warriors could somehow do something to go get DeAndre Ayton. I mean, it would be a dream to go get him. I think he just needed some guidance, a little bit of polishing. But if he could convince him to take a little bit of a longer deal where he gets his money in the back end of the deal, I think we could work it with the cap, and then you go and trade Kuminga for Curry's heir apparent and go get Kobe White from the Bulls.
Hmm. Well, here's what I would say about
heir apparent. That's fun. That's fun.
No such thing, but I get it. I get it. Dave, the Ayton thing I know is on people's minds. I sort of approach that opinion with a question first. I get it. He's a productive big, and yes, the Warriors need a big. My sense is, I haven't heard this from the Warriors, but my guess is, first of all, he's probably going to command a little bit more money than they're comfortable with, number one. But maybe even more important, I just don't think he's their type of player. I don't think he fits. I think what they're looking for in a big is someone that can allow Draymond Green to play power forward, but also then not have everything offensively fall apart, where the defense doesn't need to worry about the three-point line because you've got too many non-shooters on the court at once. So I think that they would like to look at some seven-footers, get some more size out there. I know Al Horford is not the biggest body. I know he's not the greatest rebounder, and I know he's old. But along the lines of that guy, and even the Quentin Post style of, can somebody defend the five position and also shoot the three?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
That's my guess in terms of what the Warriors would rather do, and that's not DeAndre Ayton.
No, it's not at all. And I was looking at the list earlier. Somebody shared this, that he's one of 18 players ever to average a double-double in each of his first seven seasons. So he's that dude. He's a throwback in an era where, yeah, most bigs have to shoot or get to shoot or are good at shooting. He's not that guy, but he's been double-digit points and rebounds every single year of his career. But you talk about fit, and this team loves to play, you know, player movement and a lot of pass and cut and pass and move offense. And DeAndre Ayton just doesn't fit that. Offensively, he is a guy who can play the dunker spot and he'll go up there and get a rebound and score that way. But he doesn't have a very developed offensive package that would fit with this team.
Well, I also, when guys are putting up, and you're right, he's averaged a double-double every year of his career. When guys do that and teams keep shipping him out for a song, I don't know about you, but I get the message. Like, to me, that's like, what the hell's going on there? Like, you flat out don't want him on your team. Suns are like, yeah, we're good. We're going to go in a different direction. And now the Blazers are negotiating a buyout. We're negotiating a buyout with a guy who's 26 years old and averaged 14 and 10 last year. Why don't teams want him on their team? Like, I don't think this is a perfect comp, but it's the same point that I was trying to make last week about Jordan Poole. It's like, okay, I get it. I see the stats too. I can go to ESPN and CBS and Fox, NBA.com. I can see all the numbers. I get it. I also know there have now been multiple teams that are just like, yeah, we don't want you. We'd rather have you gone. We don't even really care what we get in return. We would just rather have you gone. That says something to me.
It does, and he only played 40 games last year for Portland, so I know he had injuries. And yep. In Phoenix, I'm not going to hold that against Ayton because, well, it's Phoenix. And, you know, Phoenix, from a management standpoint, roster-wise, they haven't really made a lot of great decisions. And so, yeah, but the fact that he goes to a second team and then that team is like, yeah, we'd rather buy you out than pay you one more year of $30-plus million. We'd rather have you off our books and off you go and find a new team. But all that said, I don't think that he's going to get a contract that the Warriors can afford. Maybe it's not $20 million a year. If it's $15 million a year, even that is too rich for the Warriors' blood.
At least it is in this moment, until they know what they're doing with Jonathan. One more, and this one's just a wee little baby of a deal, but one more deal for the Memphis Grizzlies, who have come to an agreement with guard Cam Spencer. 2 years, $4.5 million.
Okay. nice. Good money if you can get it.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's good job.
It sounds like a wee little deal, like you said, but that's still $2.25 million a year for playing basketball. I'd take it.
Yes, you would.
If Memphis wanted to give me $2 and $4.5, I'd take it.
I mean, you insinuated on Friday that you were making that kind of money.
Well, yeah. I mean, we had a lot going on.
It's an insinuation sensation.
It was, and I was struck by laughter.
Cha-ching!
At your cockamamie quarterback list that you trotted out. And yes, it was yours.
It was a good list.
It was pretty funny.
It was not mine. I didn't make the list.
But you brought it.
I shared it.
You shared it.
It was like show and tell.
You didn't have to.
No, but it was like show and tell.
Right, but
remember
when you
show and tell?
Yes, but when you show and tell something, it's something that you have. Like, it may not be your Mr. Potato Head that you created, but you brought the Mr. Potato Head.
I mean, you know, in this case, printed it out. I didn't print it out, but like.
You wrote it on a scrap of like banking paper.
Right.
On a deposit slip.
And then I shared it.
You did.
Yeah. Sharing is caring.
It's great.
I like
I got a big laugh out of it.
Yeah. That's what we're going for.
Yep. So I don't think that DeAndre Ayton is going to sign for, I don't know, $5 million a year, which is probably what the Warriors would love. I think he's going to get more than they can afford.
I don't think that's the way they want to play basketball.
Right.
I don't think they want to bring in a 26-year-old who seemingly, I don't know the guy, but it feels like he's got an attitude about the way he's doing things. He does not shoot the ball from the outside.
Nope, at all.
And so you're going to bring him in order to do what? You're going to kind of like sort of run things offensively in and out through him when you have Jimmy Butler and Steph Curry on the floor? It does not feel like a fit to me. I get why it woos people. He feels like a Laker to me. He feels like a Laker, not a Warrior.
Yeah, perhaps. I mean, the Lakers don't really need him to do anything other than rebound and defend a little bit.
I mean, they're dying for something. Like, they need somebody big even more than the Warriors do. So,
right.
I could see that one happening.
The Warriors need somebody big who can actually step out and shoot.
Right.
And I'm not in love with the idea of Al Horford because you look at his numbers over the last couple years, and they have definitely declined. And he's an older player, and, well, they're an older team. So I just don't know. I don't know if you're going to get the best of Al Horford at this point, but you would have four of the league's, I think, 30 oldest players in the association.
Yeah, if he were to start at the five, thank goodness Pods would probably be in the starting lineup because if not, everybody would be over 35 years old.
Right.
That's not good.
Nope.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, options, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.